This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Milo's Money Days are here, and we're making it rain for rewards members. For the first time ever, when you make a purchase of $200 or more through July 12th, you'll get up to $30 back in extra Milo's money. Not a member yet? Join for free today, because members get more at Lowe's. Milo's Money Award varies based on status. Members in gold get 30, silver get 20, and bronze get 10. Milo's Money valid for 30 days. Restrictions and more terms at Lowe's.com/Milo's Money Days.
Do you want to find a stress-free way to buy your next car? Start at CarMax and shop your way. And if you want to browse with confidence, get pre-qualified online with no impact on your credit score and shop cars within your budget. From luxury cars to family rides, CarMax has options for almost every price range, including more than 25,000 cars priced under $25,000. So, hey, want to get started? Just head to CarMax.com for details and get pre-qualified today. Want to drive? CarMax.
Welcome to the Murphy, Sam & Jody Weekend Show podcast, highlighting some of our favorite moments from this past week.
Most women have shapewear. You know, when I was a little girl, my grandmother wore a girdle. And I remember seeing
it. I guess that's the original shapewear, isn't it?
It is. It's the original. Well, probably way before that would be a...
Corset.
Corset. Thank you. Tie it in the back. Suck it in. But shapewear has come a long way, and you can buy shapewear almost anywhere now. Like, I'm rolling into Walmart to pick up coffee, and I'm taking a detour, and it's like, there's shapewear, and it looks good.
Is that surprising?
No, I love that. There's a million kinds, but guess what? You can make mistakes with shapewear just like you can with any fashion. We all have mistakes hanging in our closet. So the biggest mistakes that women make with shapewear, I guess men who wear it too, assuming that it shouldn't be called shapewear. It should be called smooth wear, because the point is to smooth things out. It's not going to actually change. If you're a size 10, you're not going to be an 8 because of shapewear. It's just you can't. And so don't buy a smaller size.
Well, that makes sense to me. That's like squeezing a balloon, right? I mean, it's going to move.
It's going to go somewhere.
Yeah, right.
It's going to come out of the top of your dress if your waist is perfect and you don't want to. Yeah.
I'll admit I have a shapewear shirt.
Good. And
undershirt.
Let's hear about it. Did you buy the right
size?
I've
never worn it.
Why not?
Because I haven't needed it yet. I'm saving it for a
date.
Special occasion.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Okay. But when I tried it on, it does slim a little or smooth a little, but it doesn't eliminate all your problems.
The natural body, unless you're 18 years old and you are, anomaly, the natural body has bulges. And
gravity.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
So it smooths things out, but you should buy it in your size.
Yeah, I did.
You should try. Here's another thing. Don't just buy it and bring it home. Try it on with the outfit, like with the gown that you're going to wear it with, or the dress, so that you know it, because you don't want it bulging and pinching in places that show, she's got shapewear on there.
Yeah.
You know, you're not really supposed to
see it. So it can actually show, the shapewear shows?
If you're wearing it incorrectly, yeah, because you see the little, you can see the places.
All right, Sam, so make sure you try it on with your gown.
Please.
I did.
Another mistake that people make with shapewear is it's not meant for prolonged use. You're not supposed to wear it for days.
Well, you can't
You're not supposed
in it.
To sleep.
Well,
hopefully
I mean,
you can breathe in it.
It's a different kind of feeling.
It's a different kind of, you know what I like about it? It helps, it makes me sit up more straight.
Yeah,
I'm going to wear this.
I've never put it on. Maybe I should try it sometime.
You would not probably enjoy it, Murphy. The main thing is having unrealistic expectations. It does not make you a size smaller. It does smooth out and hopefully kind of, it sort of sucks you in a bit. But buy your size or higher. Don't go lower.
All right.
Social media connect.
Emails rolling in to murphysamandjody.com and messages on social. This is from Megan.
Hi, hey, Megan.
Dear Jody and Murphy, how do you not constantly crack up at Sam's side comments and jokes?
Actually, we do.
We
just do. So that you know, yes.
Why do you think we're so happy? almost every day, there is something that Sam slips in that has me giggling and messing up my makeup while getting ready. And you guys move on like it's nothing. How? She says, how? Love you guys from Megan. You know, that is Megan. So sweet. And you're right. I guess we do sort of move on because we have to. But you do crack us up every day. And I am grateful for it.
You know, it's funny. about what Megan says is like, we will do something and I'll slip one of those zingers in. And she's right. There are times where y'all just keep going, carrying on. And then when we go back and like watch the video of it, Sam said that.
Guess we should have done that during the show. Yeah.
Recently, just the other day, you're like 5 second delay. You know, sometimes it happens that way, but. Yeah. You know, we don't take you for granted. I will say that.
I think our brains are on fast forward sometimes.
We're used to you for sure, but I don't think I take you for granted because I can't tell you, and I'm glad Megan sent this, how many times, and I'm not trying to embarrass you, Sam, but how many times I've thought at the end of a day, I'm so glad that we laugh as much as we do. Mm-hmm. And we all make each other laugh, but Sam, you're the king of it.
Yeah. And it's not just you guys either. I mean, I think it's because I can't keep my mouth shut with that kind of stuff, that it's just so much that you can't. Yeah, because it happens with family members and friends.
You're always throwing something out.
Yeah.
It's always been, I mean, since day one that I met you, that's exactly what has been. It's been. Mm-hmm. It's been a riot.
Don't think we don't sometimes just laugh at home and have little side combos about, you hear what Sam said today?
Well, yeah. It used to really irritate my first wife. She used to say, why don't you marry Sam?
Yeah, you heard that one, didn't you?
Laura sent this. Hey, Murphy, Sam, and Jody. I'm the bus driver who emailed you about how I listen to the show every morning with the kids. Jody, I made the cabbage roll soup, and it's the best recipe I've ever had for it. High school students begged me to bring some, but I don't think that would be clean on the bus. It would be too messy. Also, the second part of this email is for Sam. I hope you find a rescue dog soon.
Oh, yeah.
And thanks, Murphy, Sam, and Jody, for keeping a smile on my face. Truly, Laura C., bus driver number 12.
Well, thank you, Laura.
Last week, while Murphy was out of town, Sam and I, we went to this like business luncheon we had to go to, and I forgot to pay attention. Did you wear your man shapewear, Sam? Did you wear it?
No,
I forgot to notice.
No.
Okay.
Did you try it on?
No, I was going to wear it because I know I said I was going to, but then it's like, well, I'm going to be all day at work and all day, just this conference. And I was like, no.
You don't have to commit to a whole day. I know you have a fear of it and all, but like, why don't you just wear it for an hour and take it off then?
Well, it's coming. Don't worry.
Oh, okay. We need to pay attention.
You'll know.
We were talking about, you know, mistakes that people make in shapewear, like buying a size too small just because you want it to give you a smaller thing. It's really smooth wear. It's meant to smooth you and sort of suck you in, but don't go smaller, things like that. And we learned that Sam has a shapewear shirt.
Yes.
We've never seen you in it. Kelly sent this to our Facebook Messenger. I used to work at a Maidenform store. Oh, I would love to talk to you, Kelly. And we had men coming in buying waist shapewear. Their doctor would recommend it as back support. Cheaper.
Oh, that's interesting.
Cheaper
makes sense.
And less bulky than back braces. I have never heard that in all of my life, and I think it's wonderful info.
Now that you're saying it that way, I mean, I guess in theory, then compression socks would be shapewear, even though that's not what they're intended to do. Yeah, they are. I mean, that's exactly what they are. They're tight and they smooth everything out. It's to keep blood from pooling, I guess, at your ankles.
Right.
But
look, shapewear is not about your people are not wearing shapewear for circulation reasons, though.
Right. But what I'm saying is, if a doctor's recommending it for a back, it's the same thing. To me, it's the same concept. It's squeezing you.
Right.
It just has a different name.
So what is waist shapewear? Is that like your belly and then down to your thighs?
Well, for men, I don't know about men's shapewear, but it sounds like, think what a back brace is. It just goes around that and kind of
that makes sense to me because
straight.
Right, because if you have a belly on you, that tends to draw you forward.
You.
Right, exactly, and causes the back strain. So I can see that.
Yeah.
It's almost similar to, you know, I guess you could wear one of these if you want to, like the things everybody wears at Home Depot, you know, with the shoulder straps and all that.
The back
for lifting, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Kelly. I'm sure Murphy and Sam are now going to be at the Maidenform store.
Yeah.
I highly recommend that you have a birthday party for a dog who is the love of your life, because we did it.
That was fun.
Champ is 13 years old, and so it was very short. I think we spent maybe 10, 15 minutes, but I bought him a blue bandana, and on that bandana, I put a button that says, it's my birthday.
It's sweet. You can see the pictures on our socials.
Correct. And I thought about it and thought about it. I didn't want to give him cake. Mm-hmm. Any kind of cake, really, because of his tummy issues of late. So he does really love popcorn. And when I eat popcorn, I'll throw him a kernel or two. So we let him have a bowl, a small bowl of some popcorn.
Yeah.
But I also found at a pet store a bone-shaped dog treat that's like, it says happy birthday on it. And it was baked by a dog bakery.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to ask you why it didn't have Champ's name on it, but I was okay. We don't need to go that far, do we?
And you know, as finicky as he is, Murphy, I thought he wouldn't eat that. He went after that.
Yeah, he loved that. Honestly, he kind of, at first he was tentative about the popcorn, and then he just was all about whatever that thing. I mean, actually, I wanted to try it. It looks good.
Yeah, we have a little bit of it for you, of his party.
He's eating the popcorn there.
He likes some birthday popcorn.
You know,
is it hard to chew?
I had these visions of sitting him up in front of a table, you know, like you would somebody in front of a cake. But he's 13 years old. He's happy and comfortable on his bed. So we went to him. We were on the floor with him.
He seemed perfectly content with having food brought to him. So no issues there.
Wrapped presents for him, too. Two little presents.
Wow. What did he get?
One of them was a bag of birthday cake treats, which we didn't open yet. That's just for, he gets a treat once a day at night before he goes to bed. So those are for him for the next several months. And then the other thing is a squeak toy, a hedgehog toy, which he hasn't had a toy in a long time. And you saw how much he was playing with it, Murph.
Yeah. You know, this really shows you how much Jody, we all love Champ, but Jody really loves Champ. And so the way the house was decorated for him and the little doggy hat, and it was precious, every single bit of it. I think I was as happy to see Jody happy about it as Champ was to eat his little doggy bone.
It's just somebody.
Did he wear the hat?
For a few minutes, did. Go check it out. Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all the places. And happy birthday, Champ. I mentioned it in Three Things to Know earlier this week. It was not my favorite story, even though a lot of people think it's funny.
Are you worried about the squirrels hurting themselves, Jody?
I am. Squirrels and vaping is a thing. And,
it up for anybody who hasn't heard the story.
They're not intentionally vaping.
Yeah. And nobody's selling the vapes to the squirrels.
Right.
No, but litter is awful. And what's happening is...
I'm sorry, I can't sell you this. You're a squirrel.
Do you have some ID?
If you were to Google that right now, squirrels and vapes or whatever, vaping squirrels, you would get lots of videos from around the world. London is reporting it's a huge problem. Mm. People who vape, who discard their vape pens when they're done with them. I don't know how it really works because I thought you kept it and put an insert, but whatever. If you discard a vape pen, you've littered. The baby squirrels who are just minding their own, trying to find a nut or whatever, you know, trying to find an acorn to chew on to live, they are attracted to the fruity scent. If you had a cookies and cream scented
pina colada,
whatever, they go for them, not just because they're there and they're colorful sometimes, but they smell great to an animal.
Okay.
And so
it's not because they were used to doing lit cigarette butts in the past. Right.
This is so much better.
Okay. They pick it up. And the videos, they look like they're vaping because of the way they pick it up. You know what they're like.
But do squirrels know how to inhale?
I don't know.
Well, they can suck a nut out of a shell. They can probably get some nicotine out of a vape. I don't know.
The reason I don't like it is because wildlife, I knew this was coming, and I'm so grateful that wildlife experts have been responding with warnings about the dangers to animals when you litter vapes, when you litter at all. We've known about that forever.
Yeah, right. It's like birds ingesting straws. I mean, the animals, they didn't elect to have all these things put in front of them.
No, not only is the nicotine toxic to them, there's a little bit of nicotine left. As much as you think you got out of that vape, the squirrel can find more.
There should be a warning on the package. The squirrels don't.
The plastic vapes have forever chemicals in them, you know, all of that. So just dispose of your vapes properly and don't litter the beautiful world. And think about the squirrels. I knew I couldn't do this story without you guys enjoying it, but it's something to be aware of.
Yes.
Morning pick-me-up time. When it's time to get a toy, buy a toy for a child in your life, do not succumb to the pressure of being too cool for school and getting the latest, coolest thing, even if you don't know what that is. Because guess what? The word is, and we learned last week at the annual toy fair in New York City, the top most loved toys, it's called Cozy Culture and its low-tech toys are the most loved right now by parents, by kids, as far as sitting down and playing and your mind actually lighting up. Mm-hmm. It's the classic toys. You know, feel good about buying them. We're talking about dolls, blocks, puzzles, things you build. Those are
hey,
the ones.
How about the lowest tech of all of them? A cardboard box that you cut into whatever you want it to be. I swear, I've never.
That's the
that
best.
Was always a hit. A big empty box seems to attract every kid.
I know.
And that's what it was at our house when our girls were growing up.
You cannot beat that. And it's so funny because how many families have this dynamic going on that at the kids' house, it's the screens and the pads. We're going to see that in the Toy Story 5 movie that all the classic toys are competing with Lily Pad, which is such a story for our time. But how many of us have that situation where your home, where you have small children, you have all the latest, greatest, and then they go to grandma's house and grandma's like, here's a paper bag. Here's a box.
Hey.
And they have a blast.
When Hollis comes to my house, my grandson, he goes straight to the back and pulls up my two big things of Legos.
Great.
And it's Lego time.
And how long does he spend?
Forever. Until it's time to leave.
Lego's part of that classic. Even if it's, you know, something new, even if it's bluey Lego, it's still that classic thing.
I don't know why toys at your grandmother's were always just, they seemed better and fun. And some of it was, you know, were the toys that belonged to your parents, too. It was like, oh, that was kind of cool.
I had those old, beautiful Barbies that belonged to my mother and her sister. And they were gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And they had been played with, you know, for a long, long time. They were worn, but I loved it. But anyway, the word is these toys encourage longer, deeper periods of concentration. Just like when you pick up your device and it's everything is fast food for your brain. Everything is 3 seconds. That's not good for a child's brain. It's better to foster the creativity, the role-playing, the social skills that playing with low-tech toys, classic toys can bring.
Boy, that'll be just as relaxing for you to watch, honestly, as it is for them to play with.
Yes. Take us along on the podcast anytime you want to hang out and you miss parts of the show. You never have to miss it. There's also the YouTube channel you can subscribe to there and watch after the show every day.
Jody, I loved your morning pick-me-up this morning about, you know, if you're an introvert, you don't need to feel bad about it. It's not a negative.
It just is what it is.
Yeah,
be proud an introvert.
Of it. Yeah, right. And we're all a mix of, you know, both.
Mm-hmm.
I realize one thing, though, about because I do thrive in the social settings. I enjoy being with people. Doesn't mean I don't want my downtime, but I enjoy that. But it made me think about something that I really had to try hard the other day to tell myself, you're not doing this wrong. Both of you have kind of teased me over the years when we've done get-togethers, and it takes me forever to leave.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You want to explain that, Jody?
Yeah, he can't say goodbye. Like, it's time to leave. I'm standing there with, like, a coat and a purse, and, you know, Sam's already gone. He's like, I'm out.
Yeah, right.
And we've said goodbye, and it's the person that you're saying goodbye to knows it's over, and you don't.
Yeah, right.
Look, yeah, it's real.
Well, there are people who tease me, and they call that that I'm the one who rolls the credits
you
at the end of a gathering.
Who said that? Somebody we work with?
I don't remember.
Who's rolling the credits again?
I'm remembering that one now.
Yeah, I don't remember who said that. To me, I don't think they work with us anymore, but it was always, Murphy rolls the credits.
Yeah.
But, you know, so the get-together that I was at last week, I had to leave a little bit early because of a flight.
Oh, but that killed you.
It did, because I wanted to tell everybody goodbye, and I couldn't tell everybody goodbye. I mean, there were about six or seven people I was able to go fist bump and, you know, walk out without disturbing, because the meeting was in progress when this was going on. But I literally had to tell myself, it's okay. You don't have to go tell everybody in the room goodbye. But that's just what happens to me naturally, because I enjoy seeing the people that were there.
Yeah.
I always want, just like when I greet somebody at the beginning, I want to, you know, do the other greeting at the end.
Roll the credits.
When I first started dating you, Murphy, all those years ago, I remember we would go to a party or something, and I saw this in action on the front end and the back end, and I thought, he acts like he's the host. It's like, you're not hosting this. It's just you being who you are. You know that you sometimes do need to wrap it up, but let yourself be it.
Maybe you can give him the signal.
Right.
I've tried the signal. That doesn't work.
Have I told you both how much I've enjoyed doing the show with you today?
Okay, got it. Have you ever heard a phrase, someone drop a phrase or even like a sentence on you, and you know what it means, but you've never heard it before?
What do you mean? I don't understand.
A phrase. Okay, I'm just going to tell you mine. And once I say it, you'll know. I'm sure you've had it in the corporate world, Murphy. You're like, you hear something about bandwidth and you know what it means. Okay.
Yeah, bandwidth is the amount that somebody's able to do. But that's not important right now.
Good for you. So the other day, I took our youngest daughter, Phoebe, pants shopping. She needs some new pants. I'm like, I'm your girl. Let's go pants shopping. I said, let's pick where you want to go. We'll go any store. She said, let's start kind of gritty and let's go thrifting first. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, girl, let's do it. And on the way there, we're having a nice mom-daughter conversation. Mm-hmm. We're going to one of our favorite places to thrift. And I said, what's cool about starting here is that we could stock up. Like, you could get jeans and slacks and all this kind of stuff. And she, being the old school, old soul that she is, she said, yeah, Mom, but you know, you got to be careful of that thrifting blindness. And I was like, as soon as she said those two words, I'm like, I knew exactly what she meant.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I'm...
It means you're thrifting and you'll say yes to stuff just because it's $5 that you would never buy. Oh. And that's how you end up with too much stuff if you thrift a lot.
That makes sense. When I started getting on the vinyl kick a couple of years ago again, I mean, I started to realize,
vinyl
wait a
blindness.
Second. The reason I got rid of my original vinyl collection was because of it takes up so much room. Yeah. It's all of that. So I just dialed it back to the things that I want. But that's easy to do. You get excited mm-hmm. because you think, well, there's only one of these because it's thrifted. It's mm-hmm. not like there's 10 of them on the shelf.
Right. You think that you're never going to have the chance to have this again. And that's true. And it's $5 or $7. And you're like, nothing. And as soon as she said it, now she did go on to explain, that's how you end up with too much stuff, or you'll say yes to stuff that you really are not in love with. You won't pass all the tests, the normal tests you would put it through in your mind if you were buying at retail.
True.
I know. So thank you, Phoebes, for introducing me to the new term, thrifting blindness, so that I don't over-thrift. And by the way, she only bought like 2-3 things.
Yeah, I was going to ask how much.
What was the haul?
Yeah.
Very few. Yeah. She got like one pair of pants and she got 2 shirts. We were pants shopping. So
she wasn't blinded by the thrifting.
Absolutely not.
I want to set the scene for you here. It's 2 a.m. at my house. It's dark in the entire house, obviously, okay. because I was asleep.
Okay, Sam.
I walk into the bathroom and there's a large dark object in the middle of the floor.
And it's did the cat have an accident?
That's what I'm thinking. Okay.
Yeah, don't step in that.
Flip the light on before I step in it. I turn on the light, and it is the largest frog I have ever seen.
Oh.
I'm talking, Murphy, I'm talking really? The size of my hand.
Whoa,
this
are you serious?
A monster frog.
The baby.
How did he get in the house?
Did the cat let him in?
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure that out because, okay, first of all, there was sheer panic.
Oh.
Because I jumped back out of the room because it's like a big frog, which means big frogs can jump further. Don't want him around me.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if they can jump further, but okay.
I went and got the biggest Rubbermaid I had and put it over him.
Okay.
And then, you know, slid the lid under him. Okay. Took him outside, took the lid off, and
he let him go.
Bouncing off into the yard.
Nice release.
But yeah, that's the new thing. It's like, where did he come from?
Do you have a doggy door?
No. No, I have just doors. I do leave the back door open. Not overnight. Just like sometime in the afternoon, I'll leave it open while the cat's there so he can go in and out.
Well, it was either that or he snuck in through the toilet. Some things do surface like that.
Believe it or not, I actually did look think about in that? The toilet. It's like, that's how snakes get in.
There's three more. But
looking in the toilet's not going to help you because he didn't leave, you know, a sign.
And my bathroom is, you know, a good 100 feet or whatever from where the back door is. So that means he hopped around. While I wasn't paying attention.
He hopped around. We have all had that sort of experience. I mean, we've all encountered a frog, especially. You never toyed with the idea of touching him yourself?
I wasn't touching him. It's like, I've seen too many horror movies. It's like, it's a poisonous frog, or he's got teeth, or he's going to do something to me.
Well, they're hard to catch.
This would make a lot more sense if you were still drinking, but you don't. So it's not like, but you know, I've never had a frog that big in the house. I've had the little bitty tiny ones that kind of surface.
Yeah, hard to catch.
Now, I've seen those too, and I think, okay, I can attribute that to getting in a window or a door or something, but not this monster.
Yeah.
Aw. Well, you're okay. You survived it.
You want me to post a picture on Facebook?
Sure.
Okay.
And don't leave your door open today is the other thing. If there is a shirt or a pair of jeans or jewelry or some sort of accessory that you love that is not in, that you are told it is old and ugly, I hope you hold on to it. I hope you rock it if you want, because trends are trends. Who cares? I say that because we touched on this in Three Things to Know the other day. It's less time for fashion trends to return now. It used to be 20 years. It would be 20 years. Like something's really, really hot.
Yeah.
And then it cools off and it's uncool and it stays in a vault forever. And then a whole new generation, two generations come go, oh, this is cool. Let's start rocking it again.
Something that was hot in 2005 or 6 would be now.
Well, yeah, it used to be that way. But now fashion trends return in half the time in 10 years. It's faster thanks to things like social media, thanks to just a visual connected world that we live in.
Yeah, I mean, look, the mustache trend is back. And Jody was really sad when I shaved mine the first time.
Well, you shocked me with it.
Yeah.
You didn't even tell me. You just walked into the living room. I'm like, who is this man?
But ever since then, I mean, I've done the beard, you know, mustache combo I've done, but I've just Love noticed it. That's a trend.
Yeah.
I mean,
You're
it's
right.
cyclical, right? It disappears, then it comes back.
All trends come back. All trends. Do you guys have any? I mean, I have so many that I always rock wear regardless, because I think some things are classic, and if some things are you should wear them. Anything?
For me, it's a jean jacket. And I don't know that that's a trend.
That's a classic thing.
You never throw away your jean jacket.
Correct. Okay, good one. See, it's good to pick a classic for that. And yeah. Murphy, your mustache, very classic one.
Yeah, I don't know that. I mean, I stay so basic and solid. I don't know I necessarily follow trends. I did get rid of my sweaters from the 90s, you know, which was probably a good thing.
I got rid of your sweaters from the 90s.
But they were such a big... Yeah. They were such a big, you know, those haven't come back. Have you noticed that?
Uh-huh. There's a reason.
It has not come back yet.
Yeah. So some of the things that are back for women, big blowouts, glam makeup. Mm. Yeah.
What about you?
Well, one thing that's back that I won't play, I will not play the game, is low-rise jeans. Low-rise jeans were in when I had just had my first C-section. Are you kidding? I could not even look at that waistline low, hanging right there where my problem was. Yeah. I was so upset about that. And now I know that you should be wearing your jeans, your pants, where your natural waist is, which is like a mid-rise or high-rise for me.
Well, and some of us guys look like we're wearing low-rise no matter what we try to do.
Yeah. You know? That's a different situation. Discontinued foods that you wish you could get back. It doesn't just happen in the cosmetics world. It happens at the grocery store all the time. Yeah. We asked, and you really came through with yours.
Yeah, and so Valerie's comment is, Mr. Pibb is back in better form. So I guess she's found it. She said, I grabbed one as soon as I saw it. Ranch Wheat Thins. I guess that's what she says are gone.
Oh, I remember that for a minute, a hot minute. They were very flavorful Wheat Thins.
And Lime Coke. She says Lime Coke, Lime Diet Coke. I agree with that one. I love
Diet
Coke.
Oh, Murphy,
you
missed that. Yeah.
But that came back limited edition recently.
Yeah, that came back for a short time.
Yeah. Michelle says Duncan Hines microwave cupcakes. The mug cakes just aren't the same.
Oh, yeah. They used to have microwave cake mixes a long time ago. Yeah. And
it came in a little cardboard foil thing.
It did. It came in its own little microwavable thing. Yeah. And you didn't have to bake a cake, but you could, you know, sort of bake it in the microwave. And I guess it probably does taste a little bit better than mug cakes. You're right.
It's probably one step up from an easy bake oven. Michelle says Taco Doritos.
Yeah.
Now, I know those come back every now and then.
I know they do too.
Within the last year, they've been back, but they come back for a limited time and disappear again.
Watch for them in the store. When I find those, I buy them for my brother. When we were growing up, he loved those.
And those are easy to spot, too, because it's an old-timey-looking retro bag, and it's got the sombrero on it, usually.
They do taste really good, too.
Yeah.
Or forget about it.
Jose says, Bigfoot from Pizza Hut.
What's that?
It's a big pizza. I don't know exactly what was on it, but I know every now and then they bring back the Shaq-a-roni pizza at Pizza Hut.
Oh, yeah.
I've had that before. It's just like a humongous pizza loaded with pepperonis.
All the little curling pepperonis.
Curling and regular. So maybe, Jose, maybe look for the Shaq-a-roni next time
it
comes around.
It was in the early 90s, the Bigfoot pizza.
Oh, okay.
2 foot. 21 slices. That's what he's talking
That's
about.
That's a party pizza right there.
2 feet.
Okay. Amy says Toasty Yay's Girl Scout cookies. Wants them back. Why would they ever get rid of those?
Those were the French toast tasty ones. Those were
French
good.
French toast, yeah.
I was about to say, I can't remember, but of course you guys remember.
I think they were only around for a couple years, though.
Our post where we asked the question, I was holding Tab because Tab would be mine. Tammy said, I used to love Tab and Miss Pudding Pops, too. Stephanie says Tab was a lab experiment gone wrong. Don't miss it at all. Wade says Tab is like carbonated prune juice. What? That taste. Courtney says my friend Kim would sell her soul to have Tab again. This story we touched on in Three Things to Know the other day about Americans struggling with doing nothing on vacation. We don't know how to do nothing. And I thought,
that's a double negative.
I know a lot of us who struggle with such things.
Yeah, I know.
Me too. Do you struggle with doing nothing, Sam?
Yeah, it happens to me even on the weekends. And it's like, I'm here on the patio chilling out. I'm doing nothing. Oh, but wait, I gotta.
It's the way they say they blame the busy effect. We are a nation of busyness. And it's you get used to it. That is how you feel normal. What's the next thing? What's the next thing? What's the next thing?
Yeah.
And I read something the other day, literally just weeks ago, and I screenshot it because I'm like, I want to save this. I want to send this to Murphy. I forgot to send it to you, but it says, don't confuse rest with being unproductive or being unproductive with being unworthy.
Hmm. Yeah.
It's okay to be unproductive. In fact, you need to be unproductive at times, but we all struggle with it, even when on vacation, which is the big wow.
It goes back to the balance thing, right? I mean, there's a happy medium. You can go to either extreme.
Right. Some people are really good at doing nothing,
yeah, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, I know a few.
They're professionals.
Right.
Do your parents were a good example, Murphy? When they
people that did nothing.
No.
I didn't know what you were about to say.
Way to go.
No, I'm talking about the way they vacationed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
right.
Because all they would do was book the place, and that was it.
Sit when
they
on the
were,
beach.
When they were there, that's right. Their day was sun up, go down, put the chairs on the beach.
Yeah.
Spend the day out
all
there.
Day.
When the day's done, go back up. And that it really was just hanging out doing nothing. Yeah. I mean, you're doing nothing in a different place. But, you know.
But they did. No, they worked very hard. I'm not saying they did nothing all the time.
Oh, no, I know that. No, I know.
But they vacationed. Right. They didn't have a struggle that we know of them not being busy. In fact, your mom was like, don't you interrupt my vacation time.
Yeah, I know. She was very, very protective of that.
You didn't ask her to do anything out of the schedule. Like one time when you were first diagnosed with diabetes, I was getting a little antsy about you eating early enough so you could have the insulin thing.
Yeah.
And it was like, we're not going to eat until she was like, we're not going to eat early. And I was like, oh, okay.
But your son has diabetes.
I'm going back to do nothing.
Hey, everyone, it's Cal Penn. I'm inviting you to join the best-sounding book club you've ever heard with my podcast, Hearsay, the Audible and iHeart Audiobook Club. Every episode, I nerd out with amazing guests and dive into the best new audiobooks available on Audible. It's the book club for your ears. Listen to Hearsay, the Audible and iHeart Audiobook Club on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Tony Ayo from The Real Report with Tony Ayo and Uncle Murda. You ever notice how everything keeps going up? Rent, streaming, even extra salsa at your favorite burrito spot? But with Boost Mobile, you don't have to play the will this go up soon game. Boost Mobile offers an unlimited talk, text, and data plan at a price that'll never go up. It's the same price you'll pay for life. Switch now for unlimited wireless at a price that'll never go up, only at Boost Mobile. After 30 gigabytes, customers may experience slower speeds. Customers will pay $25 a month as long as they remain active on the Boost Unlimited plan.